Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, as always, it is wonderful to be with you. How's it going?
Jack, just trying to stay warm here as things cool off rapidly. How are things on your side of the world?
Yeah, I mean, you've got Arctic blasts blowing through and all that kind of stuff. It's cooled off here, but not to the extent that you're experiencing. That's for certain. Well, let's talk about the news, because there's plenty of news that we're going to be talking about in this show. And if you've had your eye on buying a Tesla Cybertruck, now might be an opportune time. We'll tell you why and have more details on that coming up. Jaguar has suddenly become a controversial brand. We'll tell you about its latest unveiling. The Type 00 is, well, shocking might be the word. We'll see what word Chris applies to it. Ford is about to release a film on its Mustang GTD supercar, and we'll have details on where you can see it coming up. And we'll have a number of vehicle introductions to talk about from Volkswagen, Hyundai, and Genesis, among others, so stay with us for that. Chris, what's your quick reaction to the Jaguar Type 00?
Ooh, well, it definitely is newsworthy, I'll put it that way, but I have some other thoughts that I'll save for the segment. We can talk a little bit more about it.
Very diplomatic, Chris. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. And please insert that hyphen there. Well, as you longtime listeners to the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country and I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how cold it is in Maine. What vehicle will you be road testing this week, Chris?
The perfect winter weather vehicle, Jack. It was the 2025 Mazda Miata. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to be in the snow in the Mazda Miata. We're going to be all Mazda all the time because I have the Mazda 3 2.5T Premium Plus all-wheel drive to talk about. So we have a terrific show for you, a terrific guest. Steve Senner is Chief Operating Officer of Kia of America, and we'll be talking with him. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here with more of America on the Road.
Shop Black Friday deals now at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And get two free select tools with purchase of a select combo kit or battery kit from brands like Kobalt, Craftsman, and DeWalt. Hurry and shop these savings only for a limited time because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/28 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it. This is Jack Neera, and with me is co-host Chris Teague. He's across the country and trying to stay warm in Maine while I'm in Southern California. And a lot of news going on. Chris, I'm curious about you and the Cybertruck. I mean, what is your relationship or not relationship with the Cybertruck?
I have no problem with electric vehicles. We own one. I don't like the Cybertruck for many reasons, primarily because of the way that it looks. I think secondarily, you know, the quality issues, and I'm not much of an interior Tesla interior fan. But yeah, I mean, I could see why people who want to stick out would like it.
Yeah, and apparently there are more people who want to stick out than I thought. And, you know, it's going fairly well out there in terms of sales. But this is a good time to lease one because Tesla has lowered the lease payment by something like $100. It's still a steep price, $899 a month for the all-wheel drive model. And if you want to get the Tri-Motor Cyber Beast, which, you know, why not? It's $1,000 a month, $999 a month. And then there's this fairly stiff down payment, $7,500 down payment, which isn't really a down payment now, is it, right? I mean, it's like a prepayment. You don't get any equity from that. There's an acquisition fee and a disposition fee. So it sounds like maybe a good deal, but you know, I'm not so sure about that. What is your take?
I mean, that's a lot of money for a lease, right? I mean, but it is, like you say, it's a $100,000 plus truck in some formats. I think Tesla recently changed their leasing rules to allow buyers to buy out the lease at the end of the term. So that could be something to look at. But I mean, previously, you couldn't do that. So I mean, there's some upsides here, but $1,000 a month to look like that on the road is not something I'd be on board with.
Yeah, I mean, that's a 3-year lease. If you go to a 24-month lease, a 2-year lease, it's much more. Of course, if you're leasing the new Rivian R1T, and it's somewhat renewed, that's well over $1,000 a month. And you know, I'm seeing a lot of those running around. I'm just kind of amazed at the number of people who are either leasing or buying these electric trucks that don't seem all that functional. I don't think I've ever seen anything in any of these truck beds ever.
The only ones I've seen that are actually doing work are the F-150 Lightnings, and there are a few local chain, you know, maintenance chains around here that have employed them. But Rivian doesn't even lease vehicles in Maine, so the people here are paying either full price or financing. So it's interesting to see. I've seen probably 20 R1Ts and R1S combinations and maybe three or four Cybertrucks, one of which lives at the dentist office down the street from me. So, but neither of those I've actually seen doing anything remotely truck-like, as you, as I put it in quotations.
Yeah, I guess things are good for the dentist. So there you go. Well, Jaguar suddenly is not talked about and now being talked about a ton. But maybe, well, it depends on how you look at publicity, right? If you don't care what's said about you, I guess is a good thing. But Jaguar seems to be doubling down on weird lately by not only introducing this brand change, but then introducing the Type 00. And they call this philosophy exuberant modernism. I'm not sure how exuberant it is or how modern it is for that matter, but it is certainly striking. You've seen undoubtedly pictures of this, artist renderings of this. What's your take on this thing?
You know, it reminds me of the cartoon, of the comic books, the old sided Batmobile with the sharp fins on the front and back. It kind of reminds me of that. But as you say, I don't know that this is the case of, you know, any publicity or no publicity is bad publicity, if I can spit that out. Jaguar, through its multiple owners, has lost its way and maybe never found its way over the past probably 30 or 40 years. So, I mean, something this radical is probably necessary. I'm not sure that I agree with the direction they took, given the price of the vehicles that they're projecting and the market that'll likely be able to pay that. But yeah, they definitely got people talking. I mean, when was the last time you talked about Jaguar before this popped up?
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I mean, and certainly I think your description is apt. This is very cartoonish, really. It looks like something that would be in a comic book. Long hood, fastback profile, but exaggerated, like way exaggerated. No glass in the tailgate. It has 23-inch alloy wheels. I think my 1926 Nash has wheels about that size. They're certainly not as wide as the wheels on this Jaguar. This is, of course, their all-electric architecture, and they're charging ahead with that. They're expecting to put out their first real production version of their all-electric, I think, in late next year. 430 miles of range, so that's good, but I guess they're gaining attention.
Yeah, I think the downside for this, other than maybe the negative publicity, is that Jaguar has such a period of time here where they're selling no vehicles, right? They only they took everything off the market here except for what, the F-Type SUV, I think you can still buy. But they've got this time to work on this vehicle, and when it lands, it has to be pretty perfect, or people are gonna, you know, thumb their nose at it, and it's gonna have been for all for naught. But I like Jaguar. I hope they pull it together. But I'm not sure this is the vehicle I would have chosen to start with.
Yeah, strange one. Well, Ford is very excited about its Mustang GTD, and they have designed this vehicle to do a sub-7-minute lap at the Nürburgring, which is a place I was lucky enough to have driven many, many years ago, decades ago. That certainly is a great time on the ring. And they're going to show a film. They're debuting a 14-minute film on their YouTube channel and Ford.com that is going to tell about their road to the Nürburgring. What's your take on that? Are you kind of excited about what Ford has to say here?
No, not at all. I love the Nürburgring. I love the fact that it's challenging and, you know, one of the longest circuits in the world. But we see these records, right? Automakers take these cars to the Nürburgring. They run some sub-7-minute lap, and it's amazing. And for a $300,000+, as you call it, supercar, which I agree with, it better hope that it can hit those numbers. I mean, you know, so shouting about it, yeah, great. But, you know, I'm not that excited about yet another Nürburgring lap time.
Well, there you go. You're kind of cynical, I'd say, Chris, but I get it. And maybe we're trading places here.
I'm not speaking ill of the GTD. I think it's a fantastic looking car. I'd love to drive one. You know, I like the Mustang in general, but do something other than the Nürburgring.
Yeah, well, and I think these are opportunities for executives to go to Germany and, you know, play around with cars for a while.
So, sure.
I mean, we talked about that last week with F1 and General Motors and Cadillac. So maybe this is a similar kind of thing, but we shall see. I'm going to look at the film. It's only 14 minutes out of my life. Well, I was at the introduction of the 2025 Volkswagen Tiguan, which occurred in Los Angeles fairly recently, and you've probably seen it too. I think it's a good-looking vehicle. I think they've done a good job with this. Slimmer headlights, higher nose, LED light bar. That seems to be a pandemic here. You know, everybody has to have their own light signature. Tiguan is their best-selling American vehicle, and I think this is looking good to me, both inside and out.
I agree. I like that they've kind of borrowed some of the boxier elements from the Atlas, the larger SUV, and brought it into the smaller package. Light bars are what they are. I think Volkswagens look fantastic, especially when you pair it with the illuminated VW logo and everything. And it's not surprising to see the Tiguan selling well. You know, it's the only vehicle in its class available with a third row seat, even though it's a tiny one. And VW's done a good job with the interior. It looks upscale and it's comfortable. And I owned a Tiguan, although one from many, many years ago. So I'm a fan.
Yeah. Well, I was also at the unveiling of the 2026 Genesis GV70 here in the Los Angeles area. Actually, I think at what will become the design studio for Genesis here in Los Angeles. Very, very cool. And this is basically a facelifted vehicle, but I think they've done a good job with the changes. What's your take on this vehicle?
It's a showstopper. I think I've mentioned this a couple of times on the show, is that it's the only vehicle I've ever had that had people stopping in my driveway to take pictures of it. And the driving experience lives up to the appearance. So I think they've done a great job. I can't wait to drive the new one.
Yeah. Very, very cool. And finally, Hyundai has introduced the IONIQ 9, its first three-row electric SUV, kind of like the Kia EV9.
Yeah, it looks, I like that it's similar looking to the concept vehicle that they put out. They did a good job with that. I like Hyundai and Kia's EVs. I think if it's anywhere near the functionality, the drivability of the EV9, then it'll be a hit. I mean, I really like the EV9. It does a good job at being a normal SUV for families. It just happens to be electric. So I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, well, and I can't wait to hear our road tests of two Mazda vehicles. That's coming up. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter,
If you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nierad back with you, and we're so glad you're with us. We do appreciate it. And I would like to mention that this month I'm going to be giving away copies of The GR Factor, my essentially self-help book. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is write to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Say you want the book, and we'll get it out to you. The publishing house will get it out to you. So look for that. And let's talk about some vehicles here. You were driving one of my favorite vehicles of all time, a vehicle that actually influenced me to join the folks at Mazda and work for them for a while, way, way back. Tell us about it, Chris.
Yeah, that's good to hear. It's one of my favorite Mazdas as well. I think I would have chosen to drive it at a more temperate part time of the year. Right. But really, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, you know, as a winter vehicle, it's probably not the top choice that you would go for. But if it had the right tires, I don't think you'd have any problem with it. The issue here is that this one is the summer tires and it's getting ready to leave Maine. So anyway, taking a step back, you can get into this vehicle, Jack, for around $29,000. And even my fully loaded test car came in at just over $40,000. So not a terrible value here. I mean, it's a tiny car, so you have to be able to live with two seats. But you get a 2-liter four-cylinder engine with 181 horsepower, 151 pound-feet of torque. You can get a 6-speed automatic in this car, Jack, but I think the manual is the way to go. What do you think?
Yeah, certainly the manual is the way to go. In fact, I'm not sure I have ever driven a Miata that had the automatic. I know it has one, but it just seems so logical to have this. And the manual is so good with such a short throw. It just works wonderfully well. It just makes sense to have that.
Yeah, one of the things I really like about it, and if you're worried about buying a stick shift car or a manual transmission, I don't think you should be with this car. It's one of the easiest manual transmissions to drive, bar none, on the market today. The clutch is very communicative. You feel where it's grabbing. The shifter has great feel, short throw, like you said. And it's infinitely easier to drive than even something like my GR Corolla, which is deemed as one of the easier beginner manual cars to drive. It's not quite as high strung. And that's really, to me, the magic of this car is that Mazda's been able to program in the performance and the fun, but they've also kept it approachable and relatively affordable. Although at $40,000, you know, we're light years away from where the car started back in the late 80s, early 90s. But 0 to 60 takes around 5.8 seconds, so high fives there. As I mentioned, you know, the handling here is great. At the same time, the ride quality is surprisingly good, which I was surprised by, to use the word twice. But you do get a lot of noise in the cabin. I tested the RF model, which has a hard top, so it does a better job than soft top models or with the top open. But this is still a small car, so you have to treat it as such. So I wouldn't expect like a luxurious ride, but it is, as I said, surprisingly good. Inside, you get two seats, as we mentioned before. You get cloth upholstery as standard. My top trim had heated leather sports seats, heated steering wheel. So this is where you're paying the $40,000, is to get some of this stuff. All right, Jack, and I know we've talked many times about my height at 6 feet tall and how that, you know, impacts people in the back. Well, there's no back seat here, but I was able to ride comfortably and adjust my seat just fine. I think if I were 6'5 or so, it might be a challenge. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've talked about this about Miata. It seems like a 7th-8th scale car to me in some ways. I just wish it was that much bigger. I don't think you'd lose much by it being another eighth bigger. It's just about perfect for me. I'm 5'10 these days. I think I lost an inch somewhere along the line to old age. But yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, so space is limited, like we said, but you don't buy this car for, you know, your family vehicle. So I think that's probably reasonable to expect. But the interior is very nice for the money that you get, that you spend here. The fixtures are very high end. They feel premium, and the space feels very well put together, even though it is quite small. So you get an 8.8-inch touchscreen display. My top trim got a Bose audio system, Sirius XM radio, wireless Apple CarPlay, HD radio, USB-C, the whole shebang there. I don't love Mazda's infotainment system. We've been through this many, many times.
And we'll be through it again when I talk about it, too. But I gotcha.
But at least here, you know, you're close enough to the screen, you can reach it. Not a whole lot of complaint there. But you also get a full suite of safety equipment here, which is surprising for a sports car. You get blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alerts, forward collision warnings, automatic emergency braking, and more, which is good for, like I said, a sports car. But Jack, for me, you know, I think if I had the money and just wanted a weekend toy, this would be fantastic for $40,000 or even $30,000, which is what you can spend to start. Seems like a pretty good deal to me.
I think it's a terrific car. And, well, let's charge forward with our All Mazda All the Time road test segment for this week. I was testing the Mazda 3. I kind of like calling it the Mazda 3 because I think its official name is Mazda 3. So the brand is Mazda. And then the vehicle is Mazda 3, but whatever. That's just, you know, my weird editor thing going on. I had a 2.5T Premium Plus all-wheel drive version, the top end. And, you know, this is a good-looking compact sedan. And we decry the fact that there are no affordable vehicles out there these days. And I was kind of shocked or surprised to see that the Mazda 3 starts under $25,000. I think that's one heck of a steal out there. Of course, the vehicle I was driving was nowhere near $25,000. You know, this is a vehicle that blends style, performance. This is a fun-to-drive car, even in the base form. I think it's a fun-to-drive car. Of course, I had the turbo version, which was much more fun to drive. What's your overall take on this vehicle? You know, certainly your cat seems to like it.
Yeah, she was just on camera for people on the radio. I think the Mazda 3 is a fantastic car. As you mentioned, it's got the price point right. The driving experience is there. It's far more engaging than like the Corolla or the Civic that it shares a segment with. So, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the base, although this isn't the vehicle I tested. Just for a second, because I think it's a compelling value. 191 horsepower from a 2.5-liter engine, 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine with a 6-speed automatic transmission and front-wheel drive. So pretty cool. And it's got a ton of advanced driver assistance systems, too. 8.8-inch infotainment display with some issues with that, but push-button start and LED lighting. So a lot to like about even the base model. And then, of course, Mazda has a variety of models, as they do with all of their cars that they offer, cars and SUVs that they offer. I don't know how they do it, but and going up to the vehicle I had, which is the 2.5 Turbo Premium Plus all-wheel drive, that is more like $35,000. I think the price as tested of the vehicle I had was $37,000. But, this is such a likable vehicle. I mean, it has you know, a ton of horsepower and torque. The all-wheel drive system, it has G-vectoring control, which is kind of cool for cornering. 18-inch black alloy wheels, LED exterior lighting. And the cabins in these vehicles are nice. I mean, the interiors Mazda offers are really plus-plus, I think, in the segment. Black leather trim seats, heated seating, front and rear, kind of weird. To have rear seat heating in a vehicle like this, but certainly welcome. Power adjustable seats with memory, dual zone automatic climate control, so that stuff is great. 12-speaker Bose audio system is standard in this up-level vehicle. And it has a 10.25-inch center display with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. The connectivity is good. And then there is this infotainment scheme that you alluded to a little bit. And it's kind of, I don't even know how to describe it, really. It's kind of troubling or vexing or mind-blowing that Mazda continues to use this rotary knob-controlled interface, but allows touchscreen when you have Apple CarPlay and Android Auto attached to it. So it is a touchscreen. I mean, tell me your thoughts on this, Chris.
I mean, I get the mentality, right? You want to keep the driver's hands close to where they need to be, right? So if you had to put your hand back on the wheel, you get it right there next to you. But the practical effect of that is that it takes forever to scroll through anything more than just a couple of song names or radio stations or anything else. And then you have to kind of like calibrate it and dial it in just right to get what you want. And it's just annoying, and I wish they'd get rid of it and go to something else, but they've been with it for a while now, it seems.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to beat up on the Mazda 3 because it's such a likable sedan in so many other ways. And, man, it is stuffed with advanced driver assistance systems and electronic safety gear. Yeah, you know, a much more comprehensive standard system than pretty much anything out there, I think. And, you know, I do comparisons very frequently, so I've seen what they offer, and it's actually a ton. It also has optional traffic jam assist, cruise control package, you know, a bunch of good stuff, pretty good fuel economy in the base model, 41 miles per gallon combined, so that's pretty good. In the vehicle I was driving, it's 23 miles per gallon in the city, 32 miles per gallon on the highway. So way different, but still, I think, pretty impressive. And at the price of about $37,000, and I think if you paid attention, you could get one for more like $30,000, you'd get a very lushly equipped vehicle that is essentially the same size as maybe a midsize sedan of a generation ago. Final thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. I think the value is there. The styling is there. The quality is there. It's much nicer than it has to be. So I'm a fan, and hopefully Mazda listens to me and changes their infotainment system.
Yeah, I hope so. And we'll see whether they listen to you. But certainly you are an impressive figure in the industry. So no doubt.
I doubt that. They probably won't.
Well, we'll see. This is not book chat, but we're going to talk about cars here pretty soon. But I also have a new book, Dance in the Dark. It's now available as a paperback and Kindle edition. It's on Amazon, of course. It's a suspense thriller, and it's a follow-up to my true crime book, Fatal Photograph, so you might want to have a look at that. We do have a terrific guest for you coming up. Steve Center is Chief Operating Officer for Kia America, and I sit down with him at the LA show, so stay with us for that. That's coming up right after this, so stick around. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
'Twas the holiday season at Total Wine & More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on their shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never amiss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new Salted Caramel Frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge Salted Caramel Frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic Frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted Caramel Frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Get out.
Welcome back, everybody. America on the Road Show. We're back with you. And we are in the inner sanctum at the Los Angeles Auto Show with a terrific guest. He's been on the show before. Steve Senner is a chief operating officer at Kia America. Steve, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Exciting times, right? Isn't that the Chinese curse? A lot going on. Maybe more so than the last time we talked, and there was plenty going on then. What's exciting you or keeping you up at night? You tell me which you want to talk about.
Well, we're excited about our product line. We've added a lot. We have EV9 GT that we introduced here today. We're making mid-cycle improvements to a lot of our products. We're in terms of the electrified products, we're adding the NACS adapter, so our customers will be able to enjoy the 30,000 fast chargers that are out there. What's keeping me up at night? Uncertainty.
Yeah, plenty of that, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah. So regulations. And the big challenge is we had an election, and things are going to change. How much they're going to change, how quickly, don't know.
Yeah. And you've experienced that before. I mean, you kind of, not you personally, but you as a corporation were slapped in the face, I think, by a change with the way vehicles qualified for federal tax credits, kind of out of the blue. So you're used to this, aren't you?
It's very complicated. I tell everyone it's the most complicated game show on television.
Yeah.
In our case, you know, we built a new factory in Georgia as part of the Hyundai Motor Group, and we're going to be assembling EVs here. We're going to be assembling the EV9 and now the EV6. So we're complying with all the regulations and made huge investments, and the rest of the industry has as well. So we're hoping that there's some reason will prevail and that we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater here, because consumers are relying on these kinds of incentives available. Yeah. But the devil's in the detail. How do you define American made?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you make an investment. I mean, putting a plant up is no small investment, right? It's, probably $1 billion or multi-billion dollar.
Multi-billion.
Yeah.
And this isn't the circus coming to town where you can pull the plant down and move on.
Right.
This is a permanent commitment. We'll employ thousands of people who will rely on those jobs. Communities will develop around this factory. So it's very important to be consistent in incentives and leaving things in place and not whipsaw the public with this.
Well, on a global scale, your company, Kia, has I recently reaffirmed its goal of selling one heck of a lot. I forget what the number is. It's well over 1 million electric vehicles by 2030, which is rapidly approaching, right? We're almost to 2025. You're introducing 2025 and 2026, maybe even model year vehicles right now. I mean, tell us about that and what's going to happen with Kia going forward.
So regardless of regulations, we want to be a sustainable mobility company. And with that is cars that are respectful of the environment. So we developed a full line of EVs. We're still adding to that in the future. We have cars that are ready to be introduced later this year and next year. And the market's accepting them. Our sales are up year over year for EVs. So this is our goal. We're going to continue down this path. The market tells us what to do.
Yeah. Well, and I think when we talked before, you mentioned, and I think it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense, is the EV opportunity is perhaps an opportunity to double your market. I mean, you're kind of have mirror vehicles in each segment.
Right.
One is an EV, one is a more conventional vehicle.
Right.
In virtually every segment, that's probably the goal going forward. Talk
Absolutely.
About that a little bit.
So we have nearly two parallel lines. And the EV market is going to develop further. It's going to develop asymmetrically. You have states that push it. You have states that don't push it, but there's huge demand in Texas and in Florida. So What we're looking to do is to continue to satisfy the market for these things. But in some places, there won't be a lot of demand. And
right.
You can't.
You have conditions that just aren't conducive to electrics, right?
I tell everyone the same joke, and it's that there's a cowgirl in Montana that drives an F-350 diesel. She is neither the problem with environmental issues, and the utility doesn't want to run a power line out to her garage either. So
right.
Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Let her drive what she wants. But the 500,000 people that get on the 405 with me every morning, they need some help.
Right, right. Let's talk about product a little bit, because you've got interesting product. I recently driven the K4. This is a vehicle that was nominated as a finalist for North American Car of the Year, which is an exciting honor. I mean, that alone is an honor.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
So walk us through that. I mean, that's a nameplate that's likely to be unknown to many people.
Tell Absolutely. Us about it. So part of the brand renaissance a few years ago, we changed our logo. We established a new tagline, Movement That Inspires, and we've been renaming the cars. So the EVs are EV and a numeric, and the ICE cars are K and a numeric. One of them we renamed, which was Optima, and that's the K5 iterations later. And K4 is replacing Forte, which ran its life, was a very successful car, and also Rio was discontinued earlier. So K4 will be our entry sedan. Mm. It's got big shoes to fill in terms of
compact sedan that competes with
right.
Civic and
Absolutely.
Corolla, those vehicles, right?
Right. It's a gateway product to the brand, and it's loaded with technology. It's good value, has great packaging, enormous rear leg room. So we think we hit all the check boxes with the car, and we're excited to see how the public's
accepting it. It has a sporty lilt to it, I think, versus a lot of the others in the segment, which are yeah. utilitarian four doors and you
yeah.
know, kind of A to B transportation.
Yeah,
devices.
There's an old denigration penalty box.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's not a penalty box. It's a desirable sedan.
Mm-hmm.
And we have different trim levels coming out. We have our GT line. There's a turbo version of it coming out. So we think in that broad entry part of the market, there's going to be something for everybody.
Yeah. We talk about it on the show all the time. Affordability is a big issue. Certainly, that should be a sweet spot for your brand. I would think Kia is
Absolutely.
Known to be very affordable, high-value brand, and now a high-quality brand, and that's something maybe we talk about. But let's talk about value a little bit and affordability. I mean, you're right there, aren't you?
Absolutely. It's a prerequisite for entering the market. We're not a luxury brand, although we sell vehicles such as EV9 and Telluride up in the luxury brand range. But your entry buyers and your buyers of the future require good value. And I'd say that's value with a small V as opposed to just cheap.
Well, and your quality has been very, very strong, as expressed by J.D. Power,
right.
among others. I mean, maybe that's not generally known, but oftentimes your quality is better than Toyota's quality in a particular segment.
In many cases, and we continue to improve upon quality, and it has to be kind of a religious zealousy, if that's a word.
Yeah.
You know, make them better, make them better, make mm-hmm. them better.
And your footprint in the United States is pretty strong, too. And maybe that's another thing that people are not necessarily.
We've had miraculous growth. I mean, maybe 5-6 years ago, we were selling 200,000-300,000 cars, and we're approaching 800,000 now.
Yeah.
And that is enormous growth. And right. it's virtually with the same dealer body. We haven't gone out and added thousands or hundreds of dealers, just a couple here and there. So the Kia dealers are big winners mm-hmm. also.
Yeah, well, and people are gravitating to your products. And I think Telluride certainly was a landmark product for you. Kind of talk about that, how that affected the brand overall.
It changed it entirely. It has brought new customers to the brand. It's made us given us the ability to conquest, and you grow through conquesting. Loyalty is important, but you don't grow on loyalty alone.
Right. Conquest means people from another brand are buying your brand.
Right. And the car is accepted by a whole new audience, younger people, higher income people, higher education people, and they're bringing their friends along.
Tell us about what you introduced right here at the LA show. Pretty interesting thing.
So today we introduced the EV9 GT performance version of the vehicle, much more power and different features, performance aspect. We introduced a mid-cycle improvement for EV6, so a lot of styling and tech upgrades. And most importantly, we did a mid-cycle improvement for Sportage. And Sportage is our oldest running nameplate. It's as old as Kia is in the U.S. It's a 30-year nameplate. And this Sportage is, it would be trite to say it's the best Sportage ever, but it's better than everything else it's competing with. We added a lot of technology to it and some styling improvements, and it's going to be increasingly popular. Mm-hmm. And most of the Sportages are built right here in the U.S. Yeah. in West Georgia.
Well, and that's a huge segment. I think it's the largest segment in the American market, which is the compact crossover SUV market.
Right.
And, competing with some really good vehicles, but it competes very, very well with those vehicles.
Absolutely. And the sales results show the public acceptance, and we're even pushing for more.
Yeah. I'm curious about what you've introduced today. EV9 GT is a performance version of this three-row electric vehicle, which maybe there's a lot of oxymoronic stuff in there. You tell me. I'm kind of curious, and we talk about this on the show. Is there a market for performance three-row electric vehicles? And like, who are those people? Yeah, you probably have a better handle on it than I do.
So if you think about the customer, so maybe it's a family car, and maybe it's a dad going out with the family. Dad doesn't want to drive the dad car.
Right.
Dad wants to drive the sport car. So this is kind of a cake and eat it too situation. You can have the utility of a large three-row SUV, and you can also have the performance aspects of some more exotic vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. And EV6 kind of, is a crossover in a couple of different ways, right? I mean, some people look at it as a sedan or hatchback. Other people look at it as an SUV. You've made some changes now. Where does that fall in?
Styling-wise, it's unique. I drive one, and I can drive whatever I want. It's a perfect balance. It's an EV. The five-door aspect gives you utility that you wouldn't have if you just had a trunk. Because ultimately, because of the styling of the car, the trunk entry would be small. You couldn't use it. So to me, it's best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. And it's a great get-around-town car. It's a great family car.
Right. One thing we talk about a lot on the show is range, right? Like what the sweet spot for range is. What's your take, especially as an EV driver?
We're there. I mean, we've got EVs that are over 300 miles range. Any much more than 300, it means you're adding a lot of battery, you're adding a lot of weight.
And a lot of cost.
Right, mm-hmm. And there's a lot of statistics about how many miles people drive in a day. I think the real issue at this point going forward is the cars are correct. They have enough range. We need more charging infrastructure.
Yeah. I think as you get about 300 miles of range, it becomes a non-issue largely. When I was driving cars with low 200s or something like that, I was always a little bit on the edge. But in the situation with 300 miles, you don't have to charge it every night.
Right.
You can charge it.
And you can make some big trips with it. And when you consider DC fast charging, you can really make extended journeys.
Right. Before I let you go, what do you think 2025 is going to look like as you peer into your crystal ball, Steve?
Well, the economy's good. Interest rates might decline further, and that helps consumers. Regulation up in the air. But in Kia's case, we're covered either way.
Terrific. Steve Senner, thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jackie Redd back with you for our final segment of this episode of America on the Road. And I always get a little nostalgic and sad when we reach this point because I love talking with Chris about cars. But this is the time of the show when we take questions from our listeners. And to get your question to us, send it to editor at drivingtoday.com, editor at drivingtoday, all one word.com. And here is a question from Tony in Fresno, California. And I think it's a pretty good question, Chris. I'm
curious as to your answer. Gas prices are killing me. Is it a good idea to buy a used hybrid right now?
Well, yes, used hybrids can be a great bargain compared to new, but I think the decision about whether you will get a benefit from one or not depends on how you drive and when and where and all those things. So if your commute is mostly in town, you'll get all the benefit of the hybrid's electric motor. It's taking some of the load off of the gas engine, helping to preserve your fuel economy. If you're on the highway, although the highways around Fresno, I've been there several times, it doesn't feel much different than stop and go traffic. But if you're commuting long distances on the highway, you won't see as much of a benefit there. So I would say, yeah, if you have a short in-town commute or even a longer in-town commute, a hybrid could be a great option for you.
Yeah, I think a hybrid is a great option. A used one, maybe off a 2-year lease or a 3-year lease, is maybe certified even, would be a good buy. I mean, certainly I wouldn't recommend changing a car just for fuel economy. That is rarely the case, rarely a good idea financially. But in this case, I think there's some benefit there.
Yeah, we have talked about the length of time it takes to recoup your additional expenditure and fuel costs. But yeah, I think in the right situation, it could be a great choice.
Right. That wraps up our show for this week. Before we go, I'd like to mention again that as a Christmas gift to all our listeners, I'm giving away copies of The GR Factor, my book on interpersonal relationships, for free. So all you have to do is send an email to editor@drivingtoday.com. Say, send me the book, and the good folks at E.M. Lancy will get it out to you. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast and on YouTube and Rumble, right, Chris?
It absolutely is. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Rumble, everybody else. Like us, download us, follow us. All those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
Yes, our thanks to the Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road, and thanks most of all to you for listening to America on the Road. We do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again next time for the next edition of America on the Road.